The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and pretty impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start off talking about the Art of Cool Festival in Durham. Jill Scott and Run DMC will headline the festival this September. Jill Scott and Ari Lennox will perform at Durham Bulls Athletic Park on September 27th, with Run DMC and Houdini set to perform on September 28th. The annual festival, now in its sixth year, will be held September 27th through the 29th at various venues in downtown Durham. A portion of the proceeds will benefit programs at Hillside and North Carolina Central University. The main venue will be the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Additional venues include the Durham Armory, Motor Co. Music Hall, Carolina Theater, the Pinhook, and the Masonic Lodge. Additionally confirmed at AOC Fest, performers include North Carolina hip-hop producer, rapper, and scholar Ninth Wonder, presenting 95 Live. North Carolina native and saxophonist Marcus Anderson. Classically trained stringed instrumentalists and hip-hop duo Black Violin. And British soul singer-songwriter Omar. The Art of Cool Festival started in 2014 and has since grown to host upwards of 10,000 music fans each year. All righty, we're going to take a look at PNC Arena. Monday, May 27th, it's Paul McCartney and his Freshen Up Tour. This is Paul's first tour following the release of his brand-new studio album, Egypt Station. Rolling Stones feel Sir Paul just happens to still... Rolling Stone magazine, excuse me. Feel Sir Paul just happens to still be the greatest live performer on Earth. Tuesday, June 11th at PNC Arena, 21 Pilots, their Bandito tour. Tuesday, June 18th, Luis Miguel Tour 2019. Sunday, July 7th, it's New Kids on the Block, the Mixtape Tour. Wednesday, August 14th, the Jonas Brothers Happiness Begins Tour. Tuesday, August 20th, Backstreet Boys, the DNA World Tour. Carrie Underwood is coming in Monday, September 30th, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Sunday, October 20th, this is a new add to the lineup, Mercy Me's Imagine Nation Tour. Friday, November 8th, the Black Keys with Modest Mouse and their Let's Rock Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, December 11th through the 15th, it's Disney on Ice Road Trip Adventures. Thursday through Sunday, February 6th through the 9th, it's Jurassic World. And finally, Tuesday, February 11th at PNC Arena, Celine Dion and her Courage World Tour. All right, let's check out what's going on at Red Hat Amphitheater. Saturday, June 1st, Band Together NC, featuring St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Saturday, June 6th, Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals, Best Teef in the Game Tour. Friday, June 7th, Lake Street Dive and the Wood Brothers. Saturday, June 8th, it's the Wu-Tang Clan. Wednesday, June 12th, OAR with American Authors and Hunter Tones. This is Summer Tour 2019. Sunday, June 16th, John Bellion, the Glory Sound Prep Tour. Friday, June 21st, Vampire Weekend, Father of the Bride Tour. Saturday, June 22nd, slightly stupid. Wednesday, June 26th, Shinedown, Attention, Attention, World Tour. Thursday, July 11th, Rob Thomas with special guest Abby Anderson, Chiptooth Tour. Tuesday, July 16th, Young the Giant plus Fitz and the Tantrums. Wednesday, July 17th, Smackdown, or Godsmack, rather. Thinking Smackdown, you know, like they do with WWE. Okay, let's do this again. Wednesday, July 17th, it is Godsmack. Friday, July 26th, Iration, live from Paradise 2019 tour with special guests Pepper Fortunate Youth and Catastro. Saturday, August 3rd, Why Don't We? Eight Letters Tour. Sunday, August 4th, Mo and Blues Traveler, All Roads Run Around Tour. Tuesday, August 6th, Papa Roach, Who Do You Trust Tour. Wednesday, August 7th, The Flaming Lips, with special guests The Claypool, Lennon Delirium, and Particle. Friday, August 9th, Revolution, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2019. Wednesday, August 14th, this is a new ad, 21 Savage. Sunday, August 18th, Flogging Molly and Social Distortion Summer Tour 2019. Friday, August 23rd, Judah and the Lion, Pep Talks World Tour, Worldwide Tour, rather. Saturday, August 24th, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. Tuesday, September 3rd, the Reckon Tours. Friday, September 13th, Lizzo, 'Cause I Love You Too Tour. Tuesday, September 24th, it's Dropkick Murphys and Clutch, the Fall 2019 Tour. Tuesday, October 1st, the Head and the Heart Living Mirage Tour. Another edition, Saturday, October 5th, Zed, the Orbit Tour. Tuesday, October 8th, Sarah Bareilles, Amidst the Chaos Tour. And finally, another ad, Friday, October 25th, it is Bastille. And at Coastal Credit Union Park, we've been talking about them for a while and their lineup for 2019. Here we go. Thursday, May 23rd, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Friday, May 31st, Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies. Wednesday, June 5th, Florence and the Machine. Friday, June 28th, Rascal Flatts, then Tedeschi Trucks Band on Tuesday, July 9th. Thursday, July 11th, Dierks Bentley, John Pardee, and Tennille Towns. Saturday, July 13th, Train, Goo Goo Dolls, and Alan Stone. Friday, July 19th, Tom Joyner. Thursday, July 25th, Mary J. Blige. Friday, July 26th, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, and Morgan Whalen. Continuing with July, on Saturday the 27th, Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. Sunday, July 28th, 311, and the Dirty Heads. And they have made one addition to this year's lineup. Wednesday, September 18th, it's Game of Thrones Live Concert Experience. Okay, Cocobooth Amphitheater. Lots going on. Wednesday, May 22nd, it's Steve Hobbs, Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Saturday, May 25th, the Symphony presents Symphony Fantastique and Play with the Pros. Sunday, May 26th, Triangle Wind Ensemble, An American Celebration Through Time and Space. Wednesday, May 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, again, the Sellers Jazz Series. Thursday, May 30th, Outlaws and Renegades Tour with Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels Band, and special guest, the Cadillac 3. Saturday, June 1st, North Carolina Symphony presents A Space Spectacular. Friday, June 7th, the Symphony presents Piazzolla's Four Seasons. Then on June 8th, the symphony presents Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Saturday, June 15th, the symphony presents Classics Under the Stars. The symphony is back Saturday, June 22nd with Ben Folds. Tuesday, June 25th, Father John Misty and Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. Saturday, June 29th, the symphony presents Broadway's Greatest Hits. Then Thursday, July 4th, the North Carolina Symphony presents its Independence Day celebration. Already also at Coca Booth, as they did last year, the Wake Med Carey Hospital presents Movies by Moonlight. It's select Friday evenings and one Thursday night. Everything starts at 8:30. First couple of movies, June 14th, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. All of these are rated PG so far. June 21st, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. June 28th, Ralph Breaks the Internet. Very cute movie. July 5th, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Thursday, July 11th, an R-rated movie, Game Night. July 26th, Incredibles 2, which is PG. And there are three others in August. All righty, upcoming audio-described performances. Sunday, June 9th, it's Pippin. Meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. He makes a grave mistake by killing his father to take over the throne. In the pursuit to right a wrong, Pippin struggles to decide whether he should settle down and pursue a peaceful life or continue to make magic with the dazzling troupe of performers. This is Raleigh Little Theater, the 3 o'clock performance on Sunday, June 9th. Sunday, June 16th, audio-described performance of Caroline or Change. This is a Justice Theater project. It's set in 1963 Louisiana, a provocative story of political change, social change, and pocket change. While Martin Luther King Jr. preaches and demonstrators march, Caroline, an African-American single mother of four, is underground in the basement of her employer's home where nothing ever changes. But change is coming. Curtain goes up at 3:30 on Sunday, June 16th. Saturday, July 27th, the Ever Remarkable Annie. This is a North Carolina theater event, of course, with equal measure of pluck and positivity. Little Orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. Of course, she ends up with rich man Oliver Warbucks, who adopts her. Memorial Auditorium, 2 o'clock on Saturday, July 27th. Then Saturday, May 25th, in Durham, it's Hello, Dolly. Breaking box office records week after week and receiving unanimous critical raves on Broadway, this Hello, Dolly pays tribute to the original work of legendary director and choreographer Gower Champion. Rolling Stone magazine calls it a must-see event. This is at DPAC at 2 o'clock on Saturday, May 25th. Also in Durham, Saturday, June 8th, it's Cats, Rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater, Memory. DPAC at 8 o'clock on Saturday, June 8th. All right, the lineup for the North Carolina Museum of Art 2019 Summer Concert Series. Friday, June 14th, it's Steep Canyon Rangers with Chatham Rabbits. That's from 8 to 11. Saturday, June 22nd, Trampled by Turtles with Deer Tick, 7:30 to 10:30. Tuesday, July 2nd, Courtney Barnett, 8 to 11. Saturday, July 13th, Andrew Bird with special guest Tift Merritt. That's from 8 to 11. Tuesday, July 23rd, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers with Amos Lee, 7:30 to 10:30. Saturday, July 27th, John Butler Trio plus Trevor Hall, and that's from 8 to 11. And there are other concerts in August and September at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Of course, the Midtown Beach Music Series continues at North Hills at the Commons each Thursday from 6 until 9. And the upcoming concerts, May 23rd, Bantam Rooster, May 30th, Spare Change, June 6th, The Attractions, June 13th, Too Much Sylvia, June 20th, North Tower, June 27th, Steve Owens and Summertime. And the concerts will continue through August 15th. All right, some upcoming music festivals around the state of North Carolina. May 23rd through the 25th is Little John's Mountain Music Festival. The family-oriented bluegrass show on Memorial Day weekend offers top names in bluegrass, plus several vendors, and their full-service campground has a fishing pond and hot showers. Sideline is the host band. The Skip Cherry Holmes Cornhole Tournament is held on Saturday. The festival's in its 41st year. And the festival site is the Cane Creek Campground and RV Park. May 23rd through the 26th, Gears and Guitars, or Guitars. This is in Winston-Salem. The festival is held in conjunction with the Winston-Salem Cycling Classic, retooled from a 6-day event to 4 days of country and rock acts. The festival site is Bailey Park, BB&T Field on Thursday. All right, May 24th through the 26th, Old Time Fiddlers and Bluegrass Festival. This is in Union Grove. The Van Hoy family presents the oldest continuous Old Time Fiddlers convention and competition in North America, with stage shows each day, plus barn dances, musician workshops, children's shows, and lots of campsite picking. The festival's in its, ready for this, 96th year. And the festival site is the Fiddler's Grove Campground in Union Grove. Okay, May 24th through the 26th, as well as the White Squirrel Festival in Brevard, and this takes place in downtown Brevard. May 27th, the Sandburg Folk Festival in Flat Rock. Connemara, the North Carolina home of poet Carl Sandburg, hosts a gathering of local musicians each Memorial Day, which is open to the public and free. Tours of the house at Connemara, which is a National Historic Site that includes gardens, an apple orchard, goats raised on site, trails, and more, are available throughout the day for a small fee. The festival is in its 33rd year, and of course it's the Carl Sandburg Home National Historic Site. May 31st and June 1st, Cold Mountain Music Festival. This is in Canton. It's a benefit for the ministries of Camp Henry, a Christian summer camp and leadership program, and the Lake Logan Episcopal Center in Canton. The festival site is Lake Logan Episcopal Center. June 1st, Carolina Beach Music Festival. The show is presented on the sands at the home of beach music and shagging, and it's in its 34th year. In addition to music, the festivities include a shagging contest with cash prizes. It's the first Saturday in June each year. Festival site on the beach near the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. June 1st, Mondo Roots. This is in Clayton. The Cultural Arts Festival offers a blend of funk, blues, reggae, and other musical genres. In addition to music, the festival has visual art demonstration, arts and crafts vendors, food trucks, craft beer and wine, a sidewalk chalk art contest, face painting, a drum circle, street performances, and more. Mondo Roots is in its fourth year. The festival site is downtown Clayton. All right, looking at some events in Cary, we'll continue with the Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park, the Friday night schedule, June 7th, My Cousin Skinny at 6, July 5th, Garth Robertson at 6, August 2nd, Garland Mason at 6, September 6th, events held 5 to 7. The concert features E.G. Peters at 5:30. And October 4th, the event is 4 to 7 o'clock, concert featuring Garrett Cummings at 5 o'clock. Duke University's Music in the Gardens with 5 events. There, of course, the concerts are held at the Sarah P. Duke Gardens Wednesdays at 7 p.m. June 12th, it's H.C. McIntyre, where they're carving out a progressive folk niche in the rootsy trio Mount Moriah, or moonlighting in indie rock darling Angel Olsen's touring band. McIntyre stands out as one of Americana's most gifted and unique artists. H.C. is a product of rural Southern Baptist roots and feminist punk ideals. June 19th, Music in the Gardens, Joan Shelley with Nathan Salzberg. First cultivating a national profile with 2014's exemplary Electric Ursa, Joan continues to lure listeners into her musical world. Imbued with secrets and tells, the Kentucky singer's songcraft calls from regional and national folk traditions to produce deceptively straightforward results that enchant and at times haunt. June 26, Music in the Gardens, Bedouin, drawing on as well as contributing to a rich folk music tradition, Asniv Kurjajan, I hope, brings a diasporic knowingness to the rich and rewarding songs recorded under her Bedouin moniker. July 10th, Music in the Gardens is Jake Xerxes Fussell and Band. The son of a prominent folklorist, Fussell learned the music of his home region firsthand at his father's side, building up a vast knowledge base about the sounds native to the Georgia-Alabama border. And the final concert in the Music in the Gardens series at Duke University, July 17th, it is Cedric Burnside, part of an outstanding multi-generational musical birthright that includes his father, Calvin Jackson, and genre-pioneering grandfather, R.L. Burnside. Cedric literally grew up in the blues, living in his patriarch's home for much of his youth without the benefit of running water. The drummer absorbed the wonder and woe of the genre, his upbringing uniquely suiting him for the subject matter. Raleigh Improv will take a look at both of the comedy clubs in the region. Friday through Sunday, May 24th through the 26th, Kellen Erskine. Kellen has appeared on Conan, Jimmy Kimmel, NBC's America's Got Talent, and the Amazon original series, Inside Jokes. He's garnered over 30 million views with his clips on Dry Bar Comedy. In 2018, he was selected to perform on the coveted New Faces Showcase at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal, comedy's most prestigious event. Thursday through Sunday, May 30th through June 1st, Tommy Davidson. Tommy's exceptional range from stand-up comedy and acting to his versatile music ability has earned him a reputation as an extraordinary performer. Thursday, June 13th, Vic DiBattista, an incredible, powerful performer. Vic churns energy, honesty, and humanity into nonstop laughter. Friday through Sunday, June 14th through the 16th, Jay Moore. Thursday through Sunday, June 20th through the 23rd, Ismo. Friday, June 21st, Michael Rappaport. Thursday through Saturday, June 27th through the 29th, Steve Byrne. Again, this all at Raleigh Improv. At Goodnight's Comedy Club, Friday through Sunday, May 24th through the 26th, Faison Love. Actor and comedian, Faison is best known for roles in the films Friday, Elf, The Replacements, Maid, and Couples Retreat. Thursday through Saturday, May 30th through June 1st, Andrew Santino. A comedian, actor, and writer, Andrews is well on his way to becoming a household name. He can be seen in The Disaster Artist with director and star James Franco. Friday, May 31st, Sam Mazzini, a Raleigh resident. Sam grew up a Jewish boy in the South and has cemented himself as one of the Southeast's hottest young comedians. He's open for nationally renowned acts like Dave Attell, Mark Norman, Dimitri Martin, Mo Emmer, and many other notable acts. Thursday through Saturday, June 6th through the 8th, it is Gareth Reynolds. There we go. Gareth is an internationally touring stand-up comedian whose brilliantly clever quips perfectly offset Dave Anthony's hilarious snark on their smash hit podcast, The Dollop. The podcast garners over 5 million downloads every month. Then coming up Thursday through Saturday, June 13th through the 15th, it is Dan Cummins. All right, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.